No, no. It would be a rotary.
Yes. Oh, I know what you're talking. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. How about what is the thing that the wagon wheel fits onto?
You mean the hub?
All right. And the hub is the center of the wheel, right? Where the spokes come together, or
yeah, yeah. Right.
And what would you take the whole wheel and you put it on that the wooden bar under the wagon? What would you call that?
Well, I guess what you talking about, we call it the skein.
The skein. The skein, is that the metal nipple that fits over the piece of wood?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's the skein attached to?
Well, it would be it's partly attached to your fifth wheel.
Well, what's just the long piece of wood that goes from wheel to wheel? What's that called?
Well, I guess what you're talking about is the axle, then.
Okay, well then that's. But you got it. You got the hub, the skein, and the axle all attached together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And the skein's just a piece of metal, so the hub has metal on metal.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And can be greased.
Right. I learned that from just recently from Mr. Gillette, by the way.
Is that right?
Never knew about a skein before. Around. Well, this that term.
Yeah, we've acquired one or two for the museum. I haven't satisfied myself yet that any one of them is good enough to ever put on display. But we've got a buggy skein, that one of these kind of brass embossed ones, fancy ones.
That would be. And wouldn't brass be softer than some of the metals?
Well, brass was on the outside. It was for decoration. This was one of these flashy buggies, you know.
Okay. Now, in the morning, you might use two things to straighten your hair. You might comb it, or you might.
Well, brush it, I suppose.
Okay. And in a barber shop, when you take a straight, or you might have one here too, or in the house, when you take a straight razor and you want to hone it, you use a leather what?
Well, I'd say we strop it.
Okay. Okay. And what do you call the X-shaped frame? It's usually out in the yard, and you lay logs on it to saw up to use for firewood.
Well, you see, we used to use those a lot. I have called them the basket, but this is not that we had another term for it. Oh, sure. I don't think we ever called it the rack. I don't know anymore. It's gone.
Okay. How about just an A-shaped frame like that the carpenters use? Looks a little bit like a 3/4 draw.
Well, you'd have to have something to hold that, but we have used that. We just call that a horse.
Okay. Yes, sir. How about, what do you call the round that you put into a rifle or a revolver?
You talking about the cartridge?
Yes, sir. When children take, one of these sawhorses or a horse, and put it out in the yard, you take a plank and you lay over it, and one gets on one end and the other gets on the other end.
Seesaw.
Okay, you have any other names you might use for that?
What's that?
Teeter-totter.
I don't believe I ever used that one. I can't think of any other one I ever heard
of. Okay. How about, have you ever heard of, around here now, you might have, well, you anywhere, a board that, the same board that you might use for a seesaw, you take it off the frame, and you attach it to maybe two horses, only you attach each end of the board where it's limber in the middle, where the board, you attach both ends of the board where it's limber in the middle, and maybe a child to get up in the middle of it and jump up and down like a trampoline, only on the board.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of that? Ever seen that or heard of that? Okay, that might be more from the Carolina area.
What did they call it?
A joggling board.
Joggling.
Okay. How about a board that was attached to maybe a stump or a permanent fixture that was like a stump, it was just a solid center object, where the board was attached in the middle, similar to a seesaw, but it was with a bolt in the middle where it would go in circles.